A federal jury ruling in New York is a setback to efforts to rebuild the World Trade Center. In a partial verdict, the jury ruled developer Larry Silverstein is not entitled to the $7 billion he had hoped for in insurance proceeds. Instead, he'll get, at most, $5.5 billion, and perhaps far less. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
The trial shone light on a little-known practice in the insurance industry. When huge real estate deals are consummated, they're frequently done on the basis of insurance binders, not the actual policies, but documents based in large part on understanding and good faith. The World Trade Center lease deal was so new on September 11, 2001, that immediately after the attacks, the parties were frantically trying to figure out exactly what they'd agreed to. The insurance companies made their determination, $3.5 billion. Ken Erickson represents a group of insurers from London, England. He says after the attacks, those companies wrote out checks for $725 million, their portion of the overall policy. But Silverstein wasn't happy.
What they have been trying to do since is to take the position that we owe them twice the amount that we paid them previously. What this jury verdict means is that we would pay only one limit, the $720 million previously paid, and we would have no further obligations to them.
The dispute arose from two insurance forms that were in circulation at the time of the attacks, one defining the insurance obligations as arising from one occurrence or series of occurrences, the other leaving that question unanswered. In the 12-week trial, lawyers for both sides selectively presented a series of emails, memos, and phone messages, each suggesting the other side had agreed to the form they preferred. But in the end, several lawyers for insurers concluded, the jury decided that Timothy Boyd, the broker who drew up the policies for Silverstein, wasn't credible. Ken Erickson.
Mr. Boyd's testimony was an overarching testimony with respect to all insurers because he was the one who was coordinating, ultimately, the placing process.
In a partial verdict, 6 of 10 groups of insurance companies won and 3 lost. But those 3 hold only $175 million of insurance, a tiny fraction of the overall value. Because the jury is still out, Silverstein's spokesperson wouldn't comment on the verdict, but in a statement did point out the remaining company holds the largest portion of the insurance. Joanna Rose, a spokesperson for the state agency in charge of piloting the rebuilding process, the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, read a terse statement.
Nothing will hinder the rebuilding process, and we will continue to move forward.
But privately, rebuilding officials have expressed dismay at the hundreds of millions of dollars spent on the litigation and said the pace of rebuilding could be affected, along with Silverstein's role in it. Within 2 hours of the verdict, a Silverstein aide sent out a tally. If Silverstein wins everything from here on in, he could still recover $5.5 billion. The jury resumes deliberations in this case on Monday for the one remaining insurer. Separate disputes with 7 additional insurers will be considered later this year. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.